3 years ago, we sat for this interview on Super Bowl Sunday. You had been president for just 10 days. And we talked about the state of the economy, which was in dire straits. And you said this to me, quote, if I don't have this done in 3 years, then it's going to be a one-term proposition. You got good news on Friday in terms of jobs. The unemployment rate went down to 8.3%. But I think if you go out on the street and you ask average Americans, is the recovery done? Overwhelmingly, they will tell you it is not. Right. So do you deserve a second term?
I deserve a second term, but we're not done. Look, when you and I sat down, we were losing 750,000 jobs a month. In fact, we had found out just a few days before we sat down that we had lost that month 750,000 jobs. Now we're creating 250,000. We've created 3.7 million jobs over the last 23 months. We've created the most jobs since 2005, the most manufacturing jobs since 1990. But we're not finished. And we've got to not only boost up American manufacturing so that not just the auto industry, but all American manufacturing is building again and selling overseas. We've got to make sure that we're pushing American energy, and that includes not just oil and gas, but clean energy. We've got to make sure that the skills of American workers are the best in the world, and we're making progress on that front. And we've got to return to old-fashioned American values, everybody getting a fair shot, everybody doing their fair share, everybody playing by the same rules. And that means, for example, regulations to make sure that Wall Street is following the same rules that Main Street's doing. But we've made progress, and the key right now is just make sure that we don't start turning in a new direction that could throw that progress off.